Shalom everyone, and I hope you are doing well. Today we're going to discuss the third of the Lamatas Malachos, the Isser of Koter on Shabbos. After a person planted and plowed and their produce finally grew, they would cut it down, and that is a violation of Koter on Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Parches Halacha Gimel tells us, Kola Oker Davar Migdulav Chayiv Mishrim Koter. If a person were to uproot something that is growing from the ground, that is a violation of Koter. There's a further machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli as to how to precisely define a Koter. The Yerushalmi tells us in Masech Shabbat Perek Zion that individuals who catch fish on Shabbos violate the Isser of Koter. At first glance, catching a fish on Shabbos has nothing to do with, let's say, picking an apple off a tree. If, however, one analyzes a bit deeper, it would appear to be that the Yerushalmi views the violation of Koter of removing something from its life source. In the same way, when I pick an apple off the tree, the apple will no longer grow. It is removed from the life source of nutrients that's getting from the tree which is attached to the ground. So too, when I remove fish from the sea on Shabbos, since I am removing the fish from its life source, that is a violation of Koter. However, the Bavli, Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amabez, has clearly a different perspective. The Bavli explains, Tainim Chetzamku Ba'avayan, that when you have figs that became dried out in the sun, and therefore are no longer growing from the ground, if one were to tullish, remove them on Shabbos, they would be Chayiv for Koter, they would violate the Isser of Koter on Shabbos. Clearly, according to the Bavli, the issue at hand is not removing something from its life source, because the Tainim, the figs, are dried out, they're no longer growing. Rather, Koter is defined as removing something which is attached to the ground, and therefore picking an apple tree is problematic because it's attached to the ground, not necessarily because I'm removing it from its life source. Either way, the poskim seem to be machmir on both these shilas. There are some very interesting halach lamaisa ramifications when it comes to Koter. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Siv Gimel that it is mutter to walk on the grass on Shabbos, even if by me walking on the grass I may cause some grass to become uprooted and cut from the ground. This is known as a classic example of a davar sheino miskaven. Since I did not intend for the grass to become uprooted, it's not going to be a violation of Koter on Shabbos. Another interesting derabbanan, rabbinic restriction, which is an akrith of Koter, is using a tree whatsoever on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph that it's usher to use a tree whatsoever. Gzeira shemayalav yitlosh. We're nervous if a person climbs up a tree, they may come and to break a branch, which would be a violation of an isser d'oraisa of a Koter. What does it mean to use a tree? So the Mishabura in Simen Shimon Vav Sif Katan Samach Gimel tells us that it would be permitted for an individual even to lean on a tree as long as the tree does not move while they're leaning on it, and they do not put their entire body weight on it, that if they were to remove the tree, they would fall over. And therefore, as long as one is, when they're leaning on the tree, they're not placing their entire body weight and the tree doesn't move, it would be permissible usage of a tree on Shabbos. Another interesting practical shaila that often comes up when in regards to using trees on Shabbos is the use of a swing or a hammock, which is attached to the tree on Shabbos. Is that mutter or is that prohibited on Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Shem Lamed Vav Sif Yud Gimel, Aser Lishtamish Bitzidei Ha'ilan Aval Bitzidei Tzadim Mutter, that one is not permitted to use the tree itself, as we already mentioned before, and one is not even allowed to use the side of a tree. The only permitted usage is by using the side of a tree. What that basically means is, if the item is two removed from the tree, then it's mutter, but if it's only once removed, then it is problematic. What is the example that Shulchan Aruch gives? If one has a peg, which has hanging from it a basket, which is attached to a tree, then one would be permitted to take things in and out of the basket on Shabbos, because the basket is two removed from the tree. It's attached to the peg, which is one removed from the tree, which is now attached to the tree. So too would be the same halacha when it comes to a swing or when it comes to a hammock on Shabbos. If the hammock is attached to a peg, which is attached to the tree, so then the hammock becomes two removed from the tree, and that would be permitted for one to enjoy and lie down in such a hammock or use such a swing. If the hammock, however, is directly attached to the tree, so then it's only one removed from the tree, and one would not be allowed to use such a hammock on Shabbos. An interesting shaila comes up in regards to tree houses. How do we define a tree house? On the one hand, one can say, well, if the tree house has a double floor, where there is two levels of the floor, so one could say one level of the floor is considered the side of a tree, and the second level is called the side of a tree, and therefore we should be able to permit using a tree house on Shabbos. However, the Shmir Shabbos, Kol Chasa, Perichov Zayim, Osta Zayin, Yud Zayin, as well as the Ha'ara in Ha'ara Nunchas seems to point out that the way that we define items as in terms of being one removed or two removed from the tree is that these items must be distinct by themselves. When one views a treehouse, they view the treehouse as one entity. And therefore, even if there are multiple layers to the floor of the treehouse, since we view the treehouse as only being one entity, that would be only considered once removed from the tree, not twice removed from the tree. So too would be when it comes to other items which are attached to the tree. They must be distinctly two separate items vis-a-vis its connection to the tree for it to be permitted on Shabbos. There are obviously a lot more halacha l'maisa discussions that we could have in regards to using trees and the Isra of Kosher on Shabbos, but this will suffice for now. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.